All right, well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get started in our class today, right? Father, we do thank you for this day. Lord, we ask that you just bless in our time. Lord, just again, learning how to be able to share the gospel. Lord, just sharing through our testimony or giving out a tract or inviting somebody to church, just starting a conversation. Father, I pray that you would just help us, Lord, just give us boldness Lord, a desire to be able to reach people with the gospel. And so, Father, just bless in our classes today and the classes afterwards as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So let's see. Who has not given your testimony yet? All right. So I'm going to do Kaylin, Greg, Terry. All right. Kaylin, Greg, and Terry. Yes. Yep. So Kaylin, to them, right? I'm just here to be able to pick up a little bit of sound, all right? Okay. Everybody listen up.
My meemaw is the reason I'm saved and serving the Lord today. I did grow up in a God-believing home, and we went to church, and I was told the Bible. But she was the one person that was never afraid to tell anyone about Jesus and made sure that when we were at her house, that we heard about the Lord. I was about 12 years old when I got saved. She was always having Bible studies in the front room. So one day during a Bible study at her house, I realized I needed the Lord. So there in the front room, I prayed and asked the Lord to save me from my sins.
Very good. Good job. Amen. All right. Mr. Greg, coming to you. All right.
I got saved on November 14th, 2012, in pastor's office. I invited him out to dinner. He made me buy.
And he's never invited me out since.
But during a conversation, he turned it to spiritual questions and conversation, and through that, we ended up going back to his office, and he led me through Romans and showed me my need for a Savior, and it was at that time that I trusted the Lord, prayed and asked for repentance in my heart and invited him in my heart. And since then, we've been growing and continue to have a desire to grow and to serve. So just thank you for my pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miss Terry, I was not expecting you to be in class today.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. All right.
And I have my testimony.
I'll come to you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Terry Reif. Some of you know me and some of you may not. Before Jesus came into my life and my heart, I was lost and on my way to hell. I was born into a devoted Catholic family in New Jersey. So being raised to reverence Mary as first and Jesus as second, I did not know the Jesus of the Bible like I do now. I knew him, but I did not have a personal relationship with him until one day in February of 1991 in the Follett, Tennessee. My first husband's grandmother had her niece Shirley take me to a church with her, as she had been doing for a couple months at that point. But this time was different. I put on the only dress I owned. Which I wore every Sunday. I didn't have much. But Jesus did care. He showed up for me. As I sat on that pew listening to God's word being preached, the pastor asked, "Do you want to go to heaven or to hell?" That stuck with me that whole service. My son Kyle was not quite a year old by my side as they opened up an invitation and we were singing. Kyle was 7 months old. He raised his little hands in praise. It really struck me. Kyle wiggled out of my arms as the invitation was given. He went to the altar, crawling, laid his head down to pray, copying everyone around him. As I went down to get him at the altar, I started praying with him. Through that message spoken and through my son going to the altar as an innocent baby, Jesus spoke to my heart. I asked God into my heart and my life. Someone took me through the plan of salvation just like I'm going to take you. Salvation is a free gift of eternal life in heaven with Jesus. As John 3:16 says, I shortened it there. I just I knew very I good. Had to stop.
Yeah, very good. Amen. That's awesome. And so again, notice a grandmother's impact, right? Just going out to eat with somebody, right? And some a niece.
Yeah.
It was a niece that
Kyle's great-grandma
that invited you to church. And so again, everybody's testimony is different, right? That's why there's no set way that somebody comes to know Christ. I mean, we understand salvation is the same way, but there's no set way that God leads somebody to it. I mean, there's so many different ways, right? And that's why it's so important that we recognize, you know, it's not just people coming to church that are going to get saved, right? It's not just giving somebody a tract that's going to get saved. It's not just knocking on somebody's door that's going to get saved. Now, God can use all of those, right? And that's why it's important that we are making every effort that we can to try to get the gospel out, okay? And trying to reach people with the gospel. You'll hear more about that next week in class, because I recorded my class today, so I know what's coming up next week. So what we're going to do today is something a little bit different. I want to try to help you with something. And so obviously, next Thursday, we have our outreach, right? And a lot of times people wonder, what do I do when I go up to somebody's door? How do I talk to somebody if I go out on outreach? If I'm just going out in my own neighborhood, you know, what do I do, right? Now, obviously, if it's your neighborhood, it's a little bit different because you might already know some of those people around, or you can say, you know, hey, I'm your neighbor, whatever. But one of the most intimidating things that you can do is go up to a door you have no idea who's there. That's one of the most intimidating things you can do, right? How many of you ever been out on outreach and went knocking on doors, right? It's intimidating, isn't it, right? Believe me, I get intimidated. I've been in the ministry for 24 years. I've been knocking on doors for 26 years. Right? I was knocking on doors before I was even saved, right? I still get intimidated going out. You say, you're not giving us any confidence here, Pastor, right? No, I'm just telling you it's real, right? I don't want you to think that because, you know, well, you know, Pastor's done it hundreds and hundreds of times, then it's just easy for him. No, it's still intimidating going up to a door where you have no idea who's behind the door. You have no idea what they're going to do, right? And so the easiest thing to do would just be to say, well, I'm just not going to go. Just not going to go, right? Again, what is the hardest thing about the gospel?
Going,
right? That's the hardest thing about giving the gospel is actually going, okay? And so we can get a little bit intimidated, but if we have a plan on what we're going to do, what we're going to say, can I tell you this? It makes it a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. Makes it so much easier if you have a plan of what you're going to do, what you're going to say, okay? So I want to give you a couple things here tonight, right? And you can write these things down. I would encourage you to write these things down because then after we go through these things, guess what you get to do?
Practice.
You're going to do it, right? You're going to do it, all right? Again, the purpose of this personal evangelism class, again, is not just to give you knowledge, but to help you apply it, put it into practice, right? I can't force you to give out a tract. Can't force you to do that. I can't force you to go and knock on somebody's door, right? I can't force you to share your testimony with somebody. I can't force you to do those things, okay? But I can help you to know what to do and what to say when you do it. Okay? I hope that you do it. I guarantee you, the Lord is pleased when you do it. Okay? But I can't force you to do it. Okay? But I can help you to know what to do, what to say, so that you can do it. Right? So here's the very first thing, right? When you go up to somebody's door, you knock on their door. Hopefully somebody comes to the door, right? And I will say this, in our society today, it's getting less and less where people actually come to the door, right? So what do you got to be afraid of? They don't even come to the door anymore, right? I mean, there you go, right? So here's the first thing you need to do. When you knock on the door, somebody comes to the door, very first thing you need to do?
Smile.
Well, that's good too. You should smile. You should already be smiling, right? But when they come to the door, you need to give your name and whoever you're with, right? Make sure you introduce yourself, right? So introduce give your name and the name of the person that you're with, right? So if I'm with Matthew and I knock on somebody's door, they come and open the door, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Andrew, and I'm going to point to Matthew, whether he's beside me or behind me. I'm going to say, this is a giant. I mean, this is Matthew, all right? I'm going to say, my name is Andrew, this is Matthew, right? So the first thing you want to do is kind of introduce yourself, right? The second thing you want to do, and this is very important, is to give the church name of what you're where you're from, right? So give your church name. So I'm going to say, hi, my name is Andrew, this is Matthew, and we're from First Baptist Church, right? Now, why is it important to give the church name? I mean, don't even take a breath. Don't say, hi, my name is Andrew, and this is Matthew, and we're from First Baptist Church. No, don't do that, right? You're going to say, hi, my name is Andrew, this is Matthew, and we're from First Baptist Church, all in one breath. Mm-hmm. And there's a good reason why, yeah. Right? Rachel? Okay, so they know who you are, Miss Rachel.
So they know you're not the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses.
So they know you're not a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or some cult, right? Greg, where are you?
Same thing.
Yep. Because for whatever reason, again, and this should tell you something, right? This should tell you why it's so important to have a smile on your face, why it's important to be courteous, to be kind, because people don't like the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, I don't know why, okay? I don't know really what they do other than what they do when they come to my house. But even in Uganda, yeah. Right, even in Uganda where you had the Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, they didn't like them,
no.
Right? I don't know if it's because they're really pushy or whatever they are, but people just don't like them. So when you say, hi, my name is Andrew and this is Matthew, the very first thing they're thinking is, oh, no, Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. You say, well, of course they're not going to think that. We're not dressed like Mormon Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't know exactly how they're supposed to be dressed,
right?
But they just see two people. And how do the Mormons go out?
Two.
How do the Jehovah's Witnesses go out?
Two.
So they see two people, and they just automatically assume you're probably from one of those groups. So that's why, without taking a breath, I'm being a little facetious here, but not exactly, right? You definitely want to make sure they know where you're from right off the bat, right? And we're from First Baptist Church. Okay, because you want to kind of put them at ease that you're not a Jehovah's Witness, you're not a Mormon, you're not from a cult or something like that, okay? So the first thing, give them your name, your partner's name. You know, if you're with a family member, if you're doing a husband and wife, you say, this is my wife, or this is my husband, or if you're with your child, this is my kid, you know? Again, make it personal, okay? You want to try to make it as personal as possible. Give the church name, right? And then number three, state the purpose of your visit. And all three of these things should be done within about 30 to 40 seconds. Okay? So stating the purpose of your visit could be something specific as like when we have Easter and we go out giving Easter invites, right? So, hi, my name is Andrew. This is Matthew. We're from First Baptist Church and we're just inviting people for our Easter service, right? I've done all three of those things within less than 30 seconds. Okay, so I've introduced us, I've told them what church we're from, and the reason why we're there. Okay, so it could be an Easter service, it could be the Christmas program, it could be VBS. You know, a lot of times when we go out, there's a specific thing we might be inviting people to, right? If there's not a specific thing, then guess what you would say? Just inviting you to our church. We're just out inviting people to church, right? So make sure you state the purpose of why you're there. Okay, we're just inviting people to church, okay? Number four, discern the timing of your visit, okay? In other words, in those first 30 seconds, while you are introducing yourself, stating your church name, and the purpose of your visit, you are discerning the timing of your visit, okay? What do I mean by that? I mean, if somebody comes to the door and they've got a pot and a pan and something like that in their hand, you know this is not a good time to talk, right? It looks like they're cooking, right? If somebody comes to the door and they've got a screaming kid on their hip, this is not a good time to talk, right? So you're discerning the timing of your visit, okay? So if you can tell just by observing in those first 20, 30, 40 seconds, this is not a good time to talk, guess what you should do? Leave. Yeah, right? You've introduced yourself. You've introduced your church. You've given them the invite. You've told them the purpose of your visit. We're inviting you to our Easter service, and we're inviting you to a Christmas program, or we just want to give you an invite to the church, and, you know, hope you have a great day. Now, two things. What does that tell that person that you've just talked to about it?
You are realizing you're not taking up their time.
Yeah. You're not trying to monopolize their time when they don't have time to be monopolized with, right? They see that you're at least respectful of their time. Remember, you are the unwelcomed guest, right? You're an unwelcome guest, right? So kind of look and see the how the visit is. Are they receptive? Can you tell that they're just not, they don't have time, you know? It could be, you know, again, somebody is cooking, could be holding a baby. Maybe they're underneath a car, working on a car, right? Don't just think, well, hey, I'm here, you need to listen. No, that's not why you're there, okay? If they're receptive, you know, if somebody's underneath a car, they're like, hey, what do you want? Just like, hey, we're from First Baptist Church. We're just out inviting folks to church. I'll leave this invite up here on the car for you. Or I'll leave this here in the door for you. I see you're busy. I see you've got some, you know, you're dealing with your kids or you're cooking. I'm just going to leave this here for you, right? That shows you're at least considerate, okay? You're not trying to stand there and talk while this kid is screaming in their ear and your ear and nobody's really listening, right? So be considerate, right? Did you have a question?
I was just going to ask. You said there were two things. Being respectful of your time was one of them. And I didn't know what the other one was.
Did I say two things? I don't remember what the other one was. I guess that was the most important one, right? And here's the other thing, right? And have, when you're going out, this is really important here. Have short-range goals, right? So this is, I think this is number five, right? Is this number five? Have short-range goals, right? The very first goal that you want to accomplish, right, when you're at that door, anybody know? What's the very first, what's the most important goal? Leave a track. Leave a track with them. Now, unless they just absolutely refuse and say, no, I don't want it or whatever, leave a track. That's why, again, if you're courteous and say, I just wanted to give you an invite to our Easter service, or I just wanted to give you an invite to our Christmas program, or an invite to our church, or to VBS, or whatever it is, if you're courteous, most of the time, they'll take it, okay? So that's your first goal. You want to at least leave a track with them, right? With the right attitude, being courteous and kind, you're leaving a track because that has all the information they need, okay? That's got that will have the plan of salvation on it. It has the church times. It has the church website that they can go to. And so that's your first short-term goal. Leave a track with everyone you can, right? Number two, here's your second-term goal, right? Give a personal invitation, right? Give a personal invitation. Now, much of the time, those two things are going to be accomplished in that first 20 to 30, 40 seconds that you're there at the door, okay? Because you're going to say, hi, my name is Andrew, this is Matthew, we're from First Baptist Church, and we'd like to give you an Easter, we want to invite you to our Easter program, right? And so as I'm saying that, I'm handing them the track, okay? Don't just wait and then be like, at the end, be like, oh, wait, can I give this to you? Most of the time, they're going to be like, no, thanks, that's all right, right? But if you give it to them as you're talking and as you're inviting them, what did you just say? It's an invite, all right? So most people are going to take an invitation, okay? You don't have to tell them, hey, can I give you the gospel here? They're going to be like, what? Can I give you the plan of salvation? You can read it on the back. They're not really going to go for that. But if you tell them this is an invite to our Easter service, our Christmas program, our church service, whatever it is, and hand it to them as you're talking, 99% of the time, as you hand it out, guess what their hand is going to do? Their hand is going to reach for it, okay? So make sure that's your second-term goal. Give a personal invitation. Number three, you want to create a desire in their heart that your church can meet their needs, right? You want to help them to see that your church can help to meet their needs, okay? What do we mean by that? What do you mean by that? Miss Anita?
Fun, and this is what we have.
There you go. Right? So if you can tell that they have kids, one of the things that you can do after you give them the invite is say, you know, we've got some really great, amazing children's programs at our church. On Sundays and Wednesdays, we have amazing teachers, and the kids have such a great time. What do? You're trying to help them to see your church can meet their need, right? If they have children. If you see that it's a young adult that is there, man, our young adults, they meet every Sunday, and they have activities every month, and we've got a great couple that leads our young adults. Man, I'm telling you, if you came to one of those classes, I'm telling you, you would enjoy it, and you're going to have a great time. You'll get to meet other people your own age. What am I doing? I'm trying to help them to see that our church can meet their need, right? If it's a wiser, you can tell them about the Wiser Society. If it's a middle-aged adult, you can tell them about the Center Point, whatever. But you're trying to help them see that there's something in our church that can help meet their needs, okay? So whatever it is, as you're giving them that track, you know, if you're able to talk a little bit, or even if you just see something, again, that's why whenever you go up to a house, be observant, right? Be observant. If you see some kids' toys or you see kids' toys in the window, now please be very careful. Don't look in people's windows and be like, anybody home? No, don't do that. But many times, if a curtain is open or something and you're walking up, you can sometimes see things, all right? Again, be discreet about it, but be observant when you go up to a home, right? 75-80% of the time when I go up to a home, I can tell usually who lives there, right? I can usually tell if it's an older person. I can usually tell if it's a middle-aged. How? By the stuff that's around the house, right? The stuff that's around the house, you can, you know, when you go up to the doormat and says, Meemaw and Papaw's house, you kind of know who's there, right? You kind of understand that, right? If you go up to the house and you see something like what Miss Jennifer's wearing, an Eaton Eagles thing or something, right? You're probably thinking they might have a teenager, might go to Eaton High School or middle school or something like that. So this is going to be, hey, all right, I need to get some information here about a teenager, tell them about the teen class, you know, whatever. So try to make sure that you're putting a desire in their heart that your church can meet their needs, okay? Number four, don't wear out your welcome. Again, that's where being discerning of the timing is, okay? Know when to leave. Remember, you are the unwelcome guests. You're trying to be courteous and respectful of their time, so don't wear out your welcome, okay? Shorter is always better. Shorter is better, okay? Because if you stay too long, people start getting frustrated, and they're like, when is this person going to leave? Shut up and go away, right? That's not the impression you want to leave, okay? And then number five, if you're able to, if you feel like there's maybe a connection, maybe somebody is really interested, right, and you leave them that track, if they don't come that Sunday or whatever, or maybe 2 weeks, you know, hey, you know where they live, right? So go back. Say, hey, you know, I was just driving down the street, and I thought about you, and I was driving down the street, and I just wanted to stop and check and see how you guys are doing, and see if you found a church yet to go to or something like that. If you're courteous and kind, then it leaves the door open to try to come back again, right? So go back in a week or so, drop in, and then that second time may tell you really whether they were interested or not, right? The first time, they just might have been kind to get you off the door, right? Get you off the doorstep, right? And the second time you come back, you can just tell they are not interested at all. Okay, fine, right? But maybe they really were. And you go back the second time, yeah, we really wanted to come. We just didn't, you know, the kids got sick or something like that. And just that second time of going back, they're saying, hey, this person actually came back after I told them, you know, after they talked to me for a few minutes, they actually came back. They actually cared about me that much to come back a second time, okay? So if you're able to, and if you can tell that they're interested, try to go back. And then number six, I think I've already said this, but keep the door open for another visit. That's the whole purpose of being courteous, being kind, keeping time, leaving. You want to keep the door open for another visit. Now, that may not be you. Another visit may be in 6 months or 8 months, we go back down that same street and somebody else from the church knocks on the door and gives them a track and says, we'd like you to come. And what are they thinking? Hey, wait a minute. You know, 8 months ago, somebody came and knocked on our door, and they were very kind. And they gave me a tract just like you did. And you know what? We didn't go to church back then, but you know what? Maybe we're going to go to church this time, right? So it's not just keeping the door open for you to come back. It's also keeping the door open for us to come back as a church or somebody to be able to share the gospel with them again, right? So you want to keep the door open, all right? So here's what we're going to do. I need a volunteer. Actually, I need two. All right, we got Greg and Miss Rachel, right? Greg and Miss Rachel. Brother Greg, you need a partner. Miss Rachel's not your partner. Brother Greg, you need a partner. Miss Rachel? Hey, that's smart man. Okay. I need you to step in this door.
Okay.
You're going to be the one that's they're knocking on the door.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So you're just going to, you know, you can be courteous, but kind of let them know you need to go.
Okay.
Good.
Got it.
All right. You can turn the light on so you're not in the dark. Okay. So, there you go. So, Brother Greg, Miss Leah, they're going up to a door. What you don't? No, you don't know it's a lady. You don't know it's a lady, right? Now, it could be, right? If you know, again, many times, you know, two ladies can be going up together, or two guys can go up together, or it could be a couple or something like that. You know, don't feel that, you know, just because, don't feel like the guy has to do all the talking. Ladies, you can do it too, right? But if it's a guy that you're talking to, a lot of times a guy will feel more comfortable talking to a guy than a lady. But don't feel like it has to be that way. So Greg and Leah, they're out on outreach and they're getting ready to knock on a door and invite somebody to come to church, right? All right, very good. See how easy that was, right? Thank you.
I changed out of my LifeWise shirt because I didn't want to make it too easy.
Can I have the track back?
Yes,
thank you. Normally you don't take the track back, but in this case, we will. Okay. So again, all your again, if you think about it, most of the time when you go up and actually knock on somebody's door, you're probably going to be there less than a minute and a half. That's what it is going to be most of the time, right? Because sometimes you're going to knock on the door and nobody comes. Guess what? You're just going to leave it in the door, right? Other times you might knock and somebody can come up and you're going to introduce yourself, just like what Brother Greg did. Hi, my name is Greg. Did you introduce your wife?
Yes.
Yeah. This is my wife, Leah. We're from First Baptist Church. We'd like to give you an invitation to whatever, right? Could be the church. He mentioned the missions conference. Could be Easter. Could be a special revival, you know, whatever it could be. And so he gives, and notice, as he's talking, what did he do? He handed her the invite, right? He handed her the invite, okay? And so that's it. And then, thank you, you know, we just want to give that to you. Love to have you come. And he asks, you know, do you go to church anywhere, right? No, I don't. Well, we'd love to have you come. You can just say, hey, our service times are on the card there. Or you could visit our website, but we'd love to have you come anytime. You'd always be welcome. And then you just and you leave, right? It's simple. Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't it be like so? It's like leave like a good impression. Wouldn't it be like walking up to the house too, like not making sure you're not saying anything? Like
yes, that's actually a very good point. So when you're walking up to a house, right? She makes a very good point. When you're walking up to a house, be careful what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because windows can be open, and people have these Ring doorbells that connect to their phones and they can hear, right? So if you're walking up to the house, you're like, boy, this house looks like a junk place, you know? I mean, this is This is, look at all this junk in the yard. Hi, I'm, you know. No, don't, because again, you can have windows open, people can hear what you're saying. So once you basically kind of turn in, you need to kind of be careful about what you're saying, right? Either just kind of not say anything, or, you know, again, as you're going up, you could make a comment, oh, these people are Bengals fans, or man, this house is beautiful, or make a comment. So if they actually hear you, it's a good comment, right? Now, don't be like, you know, it's the house is falling down, the roof's caving. Boy, this is a beautiful house, you know? I mean, be honest and serious, okay? But that's very true. You do want to be careful about what you're saying when you go up to the house, okay? Even if you're having a conversation between you and your partner while you're walking down the road, stop the conversation before you get up to the house, okay? Because, again, they are not part of your conversation, and if they hear you say something, it can very easily be taken out of context, right? You know, you're talking about, you know, some movie that you watch. You're like, man, did you see how he killed him? And they hear that and like, right? So again, you've got to be careful. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to that church, right? So you've got to be careful about what you're saying when you go up to the door, okay? All right, I need three other volunteers. Three other volunteers that have not gone out on outreach before.
What?
Three other volunteers. Who has not gone out on outreach before? You've never gone out on outreach. All right, Jennifer, Billy, April. All right, there we go. We got our couple and we got our person at the door, right? So Ms. April, you're going to answer the door.
Okay.
And you can act a little bit interested.
Okay.
And just maybe ask a couple questions about the church or something like that, see what they say. Okay. So you're going to go up to the door, and I forgot this is recording. They just heard what I said to April. Don't tell anybody. Okay. So you're going to go up the door, just same thing. You're going to introduce yourself, tell them where you're from, give them the invite, invite them to church. Okay? All right? Was that like, that was like less than a minute, right? Less than a minute, okay? And it was, what was that? Oh, she's already coming to church, that's right, yeah. So that was great, right? So she, and don't feel like if there's two of you that the other person can't ever say anything, right? Because a lot of times what happens, if you're the one that you know you're going to talk, it's all right. He's okay. Don't worry about him. It's okay.
Who's
right.
Okay?
It's all right. It's just Pastor Joel. He's all right. It's okay. So where was I going? See what you guys did? You made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So if there's two people, right, a lot of times the person, if you're like, oh, mate, I'm the one that's got to do the talking, right, a lot of times you're a little bit more nervous because you know you have to do the talking. And you can do everything right, but there might be something that the other person is saying, oh, this would be good to say too. And so, like, even like how he said, right, the information's on the card, right? What was it that you said?
The address.
Yeah, the address is on the card there, right? So, again, you don't want to both be talking at the same time, but if there is something that the second person can interject and be like, or maybe she doesn't say, you know, she says, you know, First Baptist Church, and then Billy could say, you know, it's the big church building right next to McDonald's, right? So there could be something. It doesn't mean you have to say something, but it was good how he helped the conversation as well, okay? And again, they were there at the door for, again, probably less than a minute, minute and a half, right? And again, that's, most of the time, that's what it's going to be, right? That's what it's going to be. Because the purpose of what we're doing is we want to get the church information in their hands, right? Many times a person's not going to come the first time somebody invites them, okay? But they have the information. Obviously, they can go back and they can read, and many people have gotten saved reading a gospel tract, okay? Plus, it also has the service times. It has the website that they can go to. and they can actually check it out. Most people, before they ever come, and in this day and age, this wasn't the way it was 20 years ago, but most people in this day and age, before they ever come and visit a church, they check out the website and they check out the live stream. That's what happens now, right? Before you give them an invite, okay, great, I'll check you out. How? Through the internet, right? I'm gonna check out your website, which is one of the reasons why we try to have a very nice looking website, so that people say, hey, this is really nice, right? We have the live stream on there, and that way people can actually watch a service and they can see what the service is going to be like. They can see kind of how the service goes. I don't know how many people have told me they've watched our live stream 2 to 3 months before they decided to come visit the church. And we have no idea they're watching, right? But they've been watching. They're checking the church out, right? I mean, isn't that what you would do? You're just, most of the time, you're going to check something out before you just show up to it, okay? And that's what they're going to do. So that personal invite that you have right there is basically just trying to get our information into their hands so that they can try to check us out and see who we are, right? And hopefully you've been courteous, you've been kind. They check out the website. They see it looks nice. It's professional. They see the programs for kids and the teens or whatever like that. And then, you know, maybe they come. Maybe they watch the live stream, right? Yes, sir?
You know how you're saying, like, if you see that they have kids stuff and everything, like, and we also have kids, like, I see that you have kids. Well, mom told me that one time that you always want to be careful if you say, oh, I see that you have kids, when, like, you haven't actually seen a kid, because she said it can kind of go off a little creepy.
That's true. Yeah, you have to be careful about, you know, oh, you have kids. We'd love to have your kids come. You know, give us your children. Yeah, that is true. But if you see, again, if you're, I will kind of say this. If you're two guys, that might be a little bit more creepy saying, hey, you know, we have kids' ministries. Come to our church, right? If it's a couple or if it's two ladies, that's a little bit less worrisome, right? Because that, I need three other people real quick. Who hasn't gone on outreach before? Anybody else? All right, Kaylin. Anybody else hasn't gone on outreach before? Brenton and Sarah? Let's do you two, right? You guys, all right? So you're going to have, and I'm going to tell them, you're going to have like kids stuff. And so they can actually. There you go. All right, perfect. Yeah.
That's what I'm figuring he's setting us up for.
What's that?
Go on.
No. So as you walk up to this house, you have listened to the class, and you've observed, and you see that there are some kids' toys, and you hear some kids playing. So that's something you're going to try to work in and say something about. Okay?
Is there any special event coming up?
Easter. Easter, yeah. So Easter, right? What would be a great thing to think about with kids for Easter? Easter egg hunt, right? Okay. You're up.
Hello. I'm
Boy, she even brought props and everything. That was pretty good. And that is the thing. You never know what you're going to encounter. Yes, ma'am. Miss Pam. We're gonna talk about that, and I'll say this: if you're a team, and somebody invites you inside, no problem with it, right? I will say this: if you're a team of guys and it's a lady by herself, do not go in, right? If it's a team of ladies and it's a guy by themselves, do not go in, right? You just want to avoid any appearance of evil or anything like that. You're like, well, there's two of us. That's fine. but just avoid it as much as possible, okay? But if there's somebody that's very serious and they'd like to talk more, absolutely. If there's two of you and you want to go in, you can sit down and talk more or something, that's absolutely fine, yeah. So again, very good. And they noticed the kids, right? They talked about the Easter service, right? We have an Easter egg hunt. If you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. Gave her the invite and things, okay? And so that's, look, all three of these scenarios, everybody did a great job. And that's what it's going to be, right? We have this idea that every door we go up to, and they were afraid I told her to slam the door in their face. But most of the time, that's not how it is, right? And I'm over time. I'm sorry. Brother Joel's going to shoot me. But next week, again, next week, don't forget, we still have class, even though I'm not going to be here. It's recorded, so be here. Make sure you take a track. Get a track from the track rack, okay? It can be anyone. Get a track. Give it out this week. If you haven't given one out, give it out. Come on. You can do it. I know you can.